She returned to her apartment some 3 hours later in an excellent mood. She was greeted at the door by Wix, her B2 butler droid. Wix had been in the Treen family for generations and appeared to be poised to continue to serve for at least several more decades.
"Good evening, Madam Senator," said Wix.
As always, he was timely and attentive, sporting the family colors, blue and gold, proudly on his torso.
"How is your evening with Senator Bremson?"
"Lovely, thank you, Wix," said Treen,
handing the droid her coat and starting to head up the stairs.
"Any messages?"
"Only one. In your office, at General Thaw."
Treen paused, her hand on the banister.
"Delete all references and recollection of General Thaw from your databanks for the last 4 hours," she said.
"Deleted."
"Prepare a bar for me. I'll be in my office for the next few minutes."
Sanisteams were fine for day-to-day hygiene, but Treen enjoyed the luxury of immersing herself in hot, scented water. She went into her office, decorated with paintings and statuary from Guat's finest artists. The lights turned on automatically. She entered the general's comm number and sat back in the black nerf-hide chair, waiting. General Stavin Thal's imposing form was in no way diminished by being reduced to a small holographic image. Though his eyes were tiny, they were intense, and she could even see the scar winding its ugly way across the miniature throat.
"Good evening, General," Treen said pertly. "I received a message that you wished to speak with me."
"You deleted the info."
The voice was deep and cold, and prickled at the base of Treen's spine. She did not think she would ever grow used to the sound of a droid voice coming from a human throat.
"Naturally," said Treen. "Although as Wix is a B2 butler, it's a redundancy. You're not dealing with an amateur, you know."
"Actually, I do know. That's why I'm contacting you. It's time to move camp, Senator."
She frowned.
"I'm afraid that while I understand your colorful military metaphor, I'm not sure exactly why we should move camp."
"Lessersons ratted us out. Or at least he will sooner or later. I have received information that he is now working with Admiral Natasi Dalla. If he hasn't given us up yet, he will soon. She's too smart not to make connections.